USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A member of former President Trump's legal team hinted that they would file a motion to ask a federal judge to appoint a special master to oversee documents seized by the FBI at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. They followed through with that act on Monday. All the former president's lawyers argued that a special master is necessary to protect Trump's constitutional rights as he is being investigated for violating federal laws by removing classified documents from the White House to his mansion. The suspect in a triple shooting in Midtown Atlanta was taken into custody at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. Police say that the suspect targeted all three victims, two whom are dead and one who is in the hospital. Investigators say they have also recovered what they believe is the weapon involved. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all closed lower on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he is stepping down in December to pursue the next chapter of his career. The 81-year-old, who is the nation's top infectious disease expert, served under 7 presidents as the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He will also step away as President Biden's chief medical advisor. Fauci has been a regular presence in the media since the beginning of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, but became a foe to many Republicans as he pushed for strict measures to mitigate the spread of the virus. Fauci hinted that he would step down before the end of Biden's first term. Pfizer has asked federal regulators to authorize a new COVID-19 vaccine that adds protection from newer Omicron variants. Pfizer and BioNTech is hoping to offer the booster shot to people age 12 and older. Shots could begin in a matter of weeks if the FDA approves. Moderna is expected to file a similar application soon. Online at usaradio.com, you are listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Justice Department is now investigating a viral video that shows law enforcement officers in Arkansas holding down and beating a man Sunday morning. The officers, including 2 sheriff's deputies, have been identified along with the suspect they had in custody.
3 Arkansas police officers are suspended after a video went viral showing them beating a suspect outside a convenience store in Mulberry near the Arkansas-Oklahoma border. Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson confirming he spoke with the Crawford County Sheriff Jimmy DeMonte about the incident.
I thought his comment that they hold the officers to a high standard, immediate action was taken, and that was important for the public to see that in this case.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The largest economic development project in the Buckeye State has a big challenge, finding 7,000 construction workers amid a national shortage of tradespeople. The project is a $20 billion semiconductor plant near Columbus, Ohio, that will employ 3,000 people with an average salary of $135,000. Before we even get that far, the 1,000-acre site must be leveled, and the factory still has to be built. An 81-year-old Danish woman was arrested at a Warsaw, Poland airport. She was suspected of holding heroin worth more than $500,000. Authorities became suspicious of her itinerary and her uneasy behavior. 11 pounds of heroin were discovered under a false suitcase bottom. I'm Kenneth Burns.